Love this song for Rob Pizzola. Trying to win some money here. We've been on a little bit of a hot streak ourselves.
Rolling.
All right, on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, he is a professional gambler. His name is Rob Pizzola. He is in the great nation of Canada. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling with him, sports gambling. And there he is. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are things in the great nation of Canada?
They're just fine, I guess. Getting colder by the day. But aside from that, I can't complain about life. Life has been pretty good up here.
You know, I saw a story, not to go off on a tangent here because we're going to talk gambling. I saw a story about Danny Green from the Raptors. And I guess he was on a podcast or something. They asked him, like, what's the hardest thing to get used to about Canada or what would you want to change? And he talked about it's annoying that milk is sold in bags. Hmm. Is that true? The milk comes in bags?
Well, I mean, that's true. Milk is sold in bags, but you can also buy milk in cartons if you want. So you have the option of buying it in bags, which is more of like a bulk purchase where somebody would buy a bag of three smaller bags of milk, or you can buy it in cartons. Personally, I just buy cartons, but I do know of a lot of people who do buy milk in bags.
And then you keep it in the fridge in a bag?
Yes, you do.
And you pour, like, what do? You squeeze some milk out?
No, so there's like, this is shocking to me because I didn't know that. I learned something every day, and I didn't know that this wasn't a thing elsewhere in the world. But there's like these little holders of the bags, and you would kind of just pour it. No different than if you were pouring anything else, really. You cut a little slit off the corner of the bag and just pour into your cup. So I really don't know how else to describe it. I just think.
Well, how do you seal it? How do you seal it back up? You mean you have the bag in a holder?
You do not seal it back up. So once the milk is open, it is open. You just have it in the holder, standing up in the fridge, and that's it. It's not resealed.
There we go. Canadian milk bags, I looked up.
Did you know this?
No. That's why I had to look it up. This is crazy to me.
I had no idea until I heard this Danny Green podcast. Did you know that, Valero, that they sell milk? The milk comes in bags in Canada.
Never heard of that.
Huh. Like a juice box? Like a juice pouch? A Capri Sun?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, not really. It's very hard to describe unless you've actually seen one of these.
Can you send us a milk bag?
I guess I could. It would be probably spoiled by the time it got there.
No worries.
I could send you a milk bag. Like, do you want one with milk inside?
Yeah.
He's fine, Rob.
No,
fine.
I want you to go to a grocery store. I want it for the holidays. You should send us something anyway. I mean, we're your friends. Send us a milk bag.
Put some dry ice on it.
No, I'm not going to drink it. I just want to see. I want to experiment a little bit with the milk bag. What's the grocery chain? Like, what's the big one there in Toronto?
There's all sorts. I mean, there's really a lot. There's Sobeys, which is a Canadian company. We have Longo's and No Frills. I wouldn't say that there's necessarily a big one around here. There's just a ton of different grocery chains.
And you pay in dollars or loonies? I don't even know what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
I will tell you this. Here's a very interesting development in the last month in my neighborhood grocery store. There's now self-checkout at grocery stores. So I've seen self-checkout at hardware stores in the past and other things, but at grocery stores now, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me because when you buy fruit, I mean, if you buy a certain type of orange, it's more expensive than another type of orange. But when you go to ring it through yourself, you have no idea what type of oranges you're picking. It's just a complete disaster. I've seen people very confused. But if you're savvy enough, you could probably save yourself like 10 to 20 bucks a shopping trip just by picking the cheapest fruit on the machine.
I'm sorry, Mr. Manager. I thought these were brown orange potatoes.
Rob, they've been down here for a while to self-checkout at the grocery store. I don't steal, Rob. But the lady runs over to you when you take the fruit out because I tried the old tangerine trick as well.
Right. I'm not advocating stealing or anything, but for somebody who doesn't know, for example, and just picks out some random oranges or potatoes and goes up to the front and starts to scan them through, how do they know what orange or potato they have to pick out of a list of like 15 oranges or potatoes? I see why the grocery stores are doing it, move along, they don't have to pay cashiers and so on and so forth, but it's going to cost them a little bit in the long run by some people trying to scan the system.
These are some of the texts that we're getting, okay? The milk bag is a thing in Europe and South America, too. Get out of your bubble, Hawk. Oh, sorry, I'm in my milk bubble, listener. And then somebody else... I gotta find this is why Americans need to travel more. Incredible that you don't know about milk bags. I mean, really? I've been to Canada several times. Where the hell would I stumble across a milk bag, you jackass? She'll block you right off the text machine. And then there's this one. Google it, you knucklehead. Now get on with the show.
I did. I showed you a picture.
I know. All right, let me get on with the show. Miami Hurricanes defensive coordinator Manny Diaz, he is being introduced as the new head coach at Temple. What's a higher profile job, head coach at Temple or defensive coordinator at Miami?
Well, the Temple head coaching gig in and of itself is not the greatest gig on the planet, but when you look at Temple head coaches recently, that's been a major stepping stone. Al Golden was there for 5 years before he went to Miami. Steve Adazio, who's with Boston College now. Jeff Collins went to Georgia Tech from there. So these are coaches all straight from Temple that got bigger head coaching gigs elsewhere. I don't know what it is specifically about the Temple program, but their coaches have been getting rewarded with other bigger jobs. And honestly, with the state of Miami right now and the way that they're hemorrhaging recruits, I'm not sure you would want to stay on as defensive coordinator when there's any head coaching position available elsewhere. So I'll say that the higher profile job is head coach at Temple.
Speaking of the Hurricanes, they're a 4-point favorite over Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl December 27th. Anything about that game move you yet?
Yeah, I like Miami. I mean, I've wrestled with this one because obviously anytime you see Miami laying points as a favorite, it's a struggle to pull the trigger because the quarterback play is so bad. Typically when I bet on Miami, I want to be getting points. But with that said, Wisconsin is a pretty one-dimensional team on offense. Miami had the second-best defense in the country this season. Wisconsin played the first-best defense in the country this season. That was Michigan. They only scored 13 points against them. So now you give a very good defense extra time to prepare for a mediocre offense. I just don't see Wisconsin scoring a lot. Now, the problem is you never know what you're going to get from quarterback position for Miami, but here's something that's really going to play into their favor in this game, in my opinion. In this day and age of advanced analytics and stats, we now have a stat that's called havoc rate. And havoc rate is a team's total for tackles for loss, plus pass defended, plus forced fumbles, and you divide that by total play. So basically how much a defense causes havoc. And when you look at Wisconsin's front seven, they have the 70th highest havoc rate in the country. So there's going to be opportunities for Miami's offense here. Wisconsin's not going to be in the backfield a whole lot. It's tough laying points with Miami, but I think -4 is a little bit short. I would have made them a 6-point favorite in this game, so I do like the Hurricane.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thursday night football tonight, Kansas City Chiefs are giving 3.5 to the Chargers.
There's just so many unknowns in this game. The Chargers have cluster injuries at running back, Gordon out, Eckler out as well. They're missing some players in the middle of their defense. Denzel Perryman and Corey Legit are out for the year. Brandon Mebane is not going to play tonight, or at least he's doubtful to play. So they're facing the injury bug right now, and so are the Chiefs. They're banged up. Obviously, we know Kareem Hunt got released, but now Spencer Ware is going to be out with a shoulder injury. Sammy Watkins out as well at wide receiver. They're at least going to get Eric Berry back in their secondary. That's going to help them. But when there's all these major injuries on both sides of the ball for both teams, I really don't love to get involved unless I feel like I have a big edge on the game. And tonight, I just don't feel like I do. One thing I will point out, though, is that KC is playing on a short week. They are on a short week, both teams, obviously, with the Thursday game. But they just played an overtime game as well. So Sunday overtime game, now they play on Thursday. This situation has happened 32 times in the past 3 decades. So it's very uncommon. It happens only on an average once a year. Not a huge sample. But the team coming off an overtime game and playing on Thursday, 6-26 against the spread in those 32 times. So personally, it would be Chargers or nothing for me, but it's not a game that I love.
All right. What about the Florida Panthers tonight? They're in Minnesota.
I was going to really like the Florida Panthers tonight, and I was just waiting on goalie confirmation, and I was waiting for Roberto Luongo to get confirmed, and it's not Roberto Luongo tonight. It's James Reimer in net for the Florida Panthers, so it's a pass for me. There's just such a big downgrade from Luongo to Reimer that I can't justify getting that price. But Minnesota, they just beat Montreal this week 7-1 at home. Anytime a team wins like that in the NHL, they tend to be overvalued in the next game, and Minnesota didn't even play that well. They just face a terrible goalie for Montreal. But regardless, it's Reimer. It is what it is. I can't pull the trigger on Florida. Although if I had to bet the game, it'd still be Florida or nothing.
Yeah, Panthers are so much better with Luongo in goal. It's ridiculous. Sunday, the miracle Miami Dolphins are in Minnesota. Dolphins are getting, well, 7 this morning. Last I just looked, though, was 7.5. So Dolphins are getting either 7 or 7.5 Sunday.
Yeah, it depends on the book, obviously. Some are hanging 7 minus 120, or some are hanging 7.5. And I still think the number's a bit short. I've already played Minnesota this week, and I would still advocate playing Minnesota. I think what you have here is a case of perception after last week's game. So, obviously, Miami wins over New England. Pretty much takes a miracle, like you said. Minnesota plays in primetime, looked absolutely terrible against the Seattle Seahawks. So what you get here is a case of people wanting to bet on Miami, and because of that, I think we get a short number on Minnesota. The good things for the Vikings in this matchup is that Miami doesn't have much of a pass rush. When you look at Miami this season, their adjusted sack rate is the fourth worst in the league. It's well below league average. The Vikings have really struggled against good pass rushes this year. They've been able to move the ball against teams that don't have a pass rush. On top of that, the Dolphins might not have Xavien Howard again, which is going to make things very tough against Thielen and Diggs on the outside. So I really think Minnesota is going to rebound here. I think it's a good spot for them. I think the number short should have been around 9.5 or 10. So I do like the Vikings this week.
And Rob, in that game, because this is what's scaring me with the changing of the offensive coordinator, the Vikings fired their offensive coordinator. That doesn't scare you at all, or, you know, push you away from this game, not knowing what's going to happen with that new OC?
Yeah, it's definitely more difficult to take into account what's going to happen. And we saw that earlier this year with Cleveland. Their offense looks a lot better now. But we've seen situations in the past where teams fire their coordinators in the middle of the season and the team gets even worse. So it's really a coin flip. I don't know how they're going to react. All I know is this. Minnesota's offensive play calling was really, really bad over the course of the last month. It's hard to get any worse than that. I mean, they faced a team in Seattle that was blitzing them nonstop. And you think maybe they would run a screen pass or something to mitigate that blitz? No, it was just either run up the middle, have Cousins take a 7-step drop and sit in the pocket and see face pressure. So in this situation, it's hard to imagine it's going to get any worse for Minnesota.
All right, give us 3 random plays now through the weekend, Rob.
Okay, I don't like to give out props often because they're tough to find. Not everybody has the same sports books and so on and so forth. But there's a prop that caught my eye at Bovada this week. Will Steve Sarkisian be the offensive coordinator of the Falcons for game 1 of the 2019 regular season? No is minus 160. No should be minus 16,000. There is no chance Steve Sarkisian is going to be the offensive coordinator next year. First of all, Dan Quinn is probably going to get fired, mainly because he brought Sarkisian back for another year after last year's disaster. Steve Sarkisian is an awful offensive coordinator. It's a borderline miracle they have not fired him yet during the season. He's not surviving the offseason. So Steve Sarkisian, no, minus 160 to be the offensive coordinator for game 1.
So you're just kind of trolling some props on Bovada. You see that and you go, okay, here's some free money.
I don't like to give him out a lot, but I mean, that stands out right away. And I do like to go through props every now and then to see if there's anything interesting. And you probably won't be able to bet more than 100 or a couple hundred bucks on it. It's very low limits. But, yeah, I mean, I never say free money, but it looks like a great bet, in my opinion.
All right. What else you got for us?
Okay, NFL Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night games this week. Denver is at home to the Cleveland Browns. Denver is laying 2.5. This means that the market right now believes that the Cleveland Browns are better than the Denver Broncos on a neutral field. I do not agree with that. I think it's funny what 1 week results can do. Denver played a bad game. They lose to San Francisco. Cleveland beats Carolina at home. But last time we saw Baker Mayfield go out on the road and play a strong defense, he threw 3 interceptions. The Browns got blown out at Houston. And yes, Denver lost Chris Harris. That's a big deal for them. But they're going to get Tremaine Brock back at corner this week. That's going to help their secondary. And I always look for value. The advanced point spread in this game, so if you were to bet this game last week, before the games were played. Denver was minus 6.5. They're minus 2.5 now. Huge overreaction. Denver has a great rush offense. The Browns have a terrible rush defense. I think there's a clear path to success for the Broncos here. I like Denver laying 2.5 on Saturday night.
All right, and your final one?
Okay, the final one, I'm going into the future. It's not this weekend, but there's a bowl game that catches my eye that I think needs to be bet. Normally when you see the Pac-12 take on the Big 12, it's usually the Rose Bowl. But nope, this isn't the Rose Bowl. It's the Red Box Bowl. I don't know what the Red Box Bowl is. I think it probably replaced the sponsorship replaced another one from last year.
They have Red Box up in Canada?
I don't even know what Red Box is.
Really? No, oh, you get it at the grocery store. You rent a DVD. It's one loony.
Okay.
Isn't Canadian currency called loonies?
They are. Well, I mean, we don't have a dollar bill in Canada. We have a dollar coin, and it is a loony.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's a toonie as well. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. I wasn't,
toonie,
no.
Which is a $2 coin.
How many loonies for a bag of milk?
I don't know. For a bag of milk? I think so there's three bags of milk that come in a bag of milk. So it's very confusing. But it's like five loonies.
Yeah,
five bucks,
really? Five loonies. Yeah.
Three bags and one bag. So because the three bags, once you open them, you can't close them, and then oxygen gets to them. I've reamed up now, man. Bags are 100% recyclable. The cartons, 75% more material to make a carton.
Oh, so there's a reason that they use bags.
It's honestly for the environment. Huh. Canadians are real environmentally friendly.
Oh, good for you, Rob.
Well, I mean, it seems like based on the text you got earlier, the rest of the world is environmentally friendly and the States is not. But I'll finish up the game. Oregon and Michigan State. This Oregon is laying 3. There's no way they should even be favored in this game. But what happens in these bowl games? Well, the Ducks, they were very strong to end the season. Michigan State, they stunk over the last 2 or 3 games. Everybody remembers what they saw last. But when you're looking at bowls, you have to take into account the entire season. Michigan State is a better team. I like them plus 3. I like them on the money line. I would bet Oregon team total under. I like Michigan State in every way possible. The game is on New Year's Eve. Hopefully you end your 2018 in style.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola, a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He doesn't even have anything to sell you. But he likes his 3 random picks. Will Steve Sarkisian be the OC for the Falcons game 1 next season? Bet the house on no. Saturday, you got NFL Saturday. He likes the Broncos minus 2.5 over the Browns. And in the Red Box Bowl, he likes Michigan State and Michigan State every way possible. He likes the Vikings laying the points against the Dolphins on Sunday. Stay away from tonight's game. He likes the Miami Hurricanes laying the points against Wisconsin in the Pinstripe Bowl. Thank you, Rob.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
We shall do so. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. We went long, but we covered some very important ground there about bags of milk. We will talk about that further when we come back.
Radio.com.
See, the problem with Valero picking the music on Throwback Thursday is he wasn't alive. So he picks a song. Like, I'm always excited to hear what song is coming next on Throwback Thursday. And then he plays this, and I don't even know what it is.
How do you not know? You're the 80s guru.
Yeah, but you realize every song that was released in the 80s was not a good song, not a hit.
But this one's good.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
There's the type of music you like.
Valero and I were watching during the commercial break on Facebook the Manny Diaz introductory press conference. He's speaking right now at Temple, and they had the athletic director and the, I don't know,
president
of the university speak first, and he hasn't really mentioned South Florida. Do you think there is excitement in the Philadelphia area about the hire of Manny Diaz? I mean, I'm looking at it through the prism of South Florida, where we're like, yeah, that's a bummer to see him go. Do you think they're going, wow, we got our guy?
I think so.
Yeah, Temple fans that follow it. When you say Philadelphia, I don't know if they follow.
I mean, Temple's not, whatever. I mean,
yeah, but the Temple fans, the Temple fan base.
They're like, we killed it.
Oh, jacked up. Jacked up. He had one of the best defenses in the nation.
I get it, but no name recognition.
as right, a core, you know.
Just no name recognition, period. If you said to somebody, Manny Diaz is available, I don't think a lot of college football fans would know. He just doesn't have name recognition. We were just talking about Steve Sarkisian. There's a guy when Lane Kiffin was a coordinator for Nick Saban. Like, there's coordinators that have name recognition.
It's the who did we just hire? Manny Diaz. He ran that defense down in Miami.
Let me tell you. They were good. Like,
you're right.
But it's not like, wow, we got like the same thing when Miami hired Al Golden.
Yeah.
We'd never heard of him, right?
No.
Until he was in play. Why would we know who the Temple head coach was anyway?
There was no reason to.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, okay. All right, that's a good hire. Look what he did at Temple. That's a good hire. I was just wondering as I'm watching it, like, are there Temple fans that are going, we killed it?
But like the guy that just went to Georgia Tech, I forget his name, Rule at Baylor came from Temple. I think Temple's used to the Al Golden was at perfect. You just hit him. Those are Temple are used to those guys. They're not getting a Steve Sarkisian.
Right. They're not getting a real big name that, you know, like, yeah, they're getting guys that are trying to use Temple to get to their next
When Charlie place. Strong left Texas, he wasn't trying to decide if Temple was the next stop. Like, they don't get Dan Mullen wasn't looking at Temple. They're used to those guys. So, yeah, Manny Diaz is the next step up. And then what? And Rob just hit it on the head with even Adazio up at Boston College. Like, he has a little sauce now. He's doing okay up there, but no big names. They don't even expect that.
He hasn't really said anything about Miami from what we were watching, right? He said he had a good time in South Florida. What's he saying?
Tim Reynolds from the AP tweets out, Manny Diaz on the defensive players he's leaving at Miami. Quote, those guys are champions. They're warriors. And then Manny Diaz offered some special thanks to Mark Richt for bringing him to Miami.
Well, he's lying.
What do you mean?
Said those guys are champions. They haven't won anything at UM.
Well, it was
they haven't won the ACC. They haven't won the like
they won the they ACC won the last season.
No, they couldn't have won the
Coastal.
ACC.
The Coastal, excuse me.
Oh, that's
the Coastal. That's
what have you guys won?
Hey,
oh,
big man!
Goodness gracious,
big man!
Okay,
big man!
Wow,
what are you guys rung up lately there, in Florida? Huh, big
a
man?
Where won the ACC East every night?
You hump
again?
A shark lately? Huh?
Yeah. Put the hell to the sharks.
Anybody ask him about the turnover chain?
Not as of yet, no.
They should do something like a cheesesteak.
I don't think that'll work.
It's in Philadelphia.
Ooh, yeah.
Hanging on a necklace around their
no,
neck?
No, not necessarily. That's ridiculous, Channing. Hi, what did you just say?
He has to take something up there.
I'm telling you, a cheesesteak.
Like a real one?
Yeah, you get a turnover. And, I mean, he's got to do something probably for the whole team, not just defense, because he's the head coach. So you do a, I don't know, whatever.
Like in one of them red baskets with some paper?
Everything tastes better in a red basket. Do we all agree on that?
That's no.
No?
I don't agree on that. You agree on that, Grotty?
No, he says it all the time, and it's a lie.
Food tastes better in a red basket.
No.
Yes?
Does it have to be red? Can it be green?
Oh, no. With the little doily, little paper, whatever
yeah,
that is, like parchment paper,
is,
kind
yeah.
of, and the red basket. All food tastes better in a red basket. If you could serve me, you're telling me chicken tenders and fries. You go get them at a restaurant. They give you a choice. You could have it on plate. You could have it in a red basket.
Plate.
Why?
Because it's nicer. It's easier to use. It's more upscale.
I'm not even kidding.
I would actually say the opposite.
What?
You serve garbage-ass cheap food in red baskets. If
Disagree.
You want a nice, good steak or
no.
some swordfish or
I'm not
or
talking about going to Ruth's Chris and they
yeah,
serve you a
no.
steak in a red basket.
If you have a red basket, you're at a trash-ass restaurant.
No, I would disagree wholeheartedly.
Name the nicest restaurant that serves red baskets.
Any sports bar. Sports bar, they bring out your food. It's in a red basket. Any of the Philly cheesesteak places. You get your food, it's in a red basket. It's delicious.
What sports bar?
Any of them. Any of them.
I go to every sports bar in South Florida.
Plenty of them have red baskets.
None of them do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, none of them do.
I don't think any
I haven't
sports
eaten
bar
a red
basket.
No. You're lying.
Are you guys crazy?
You're just lying.
Are you guys crazy?
Making up stuff.
Red baskets? You know who, I think, what is that? Five Guys, I think they have baskets. That's the last place
yes.
I've been with baskets.
Delicious right. to get a burger in a basket. It is. That's not even debatable.
It is debatable.
But you can say
we're
it's not.
It right now.
If you yell, it's not even debatable. That doesn't really mean much.
I feel like it does.
No. garbage-ass food.
I feel like that means a lot.
A red basket.
Text it in, 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Is all food made better by a red basket?
Flanagan serves it in basket, but it's not red.
Boom!
I said it's not red.
Right. I mean, their colors are green. So what?
I asked you if it's a green basket. You said no.
Boom! I will give you the results of this very important poll momentarily.
You know what? I still have it up. To be honest, the milk bags make a lot more sense than the cartons.
Yeah, but it's not efficient. You like efficiency. You know what I mean? Like,
But it's starting to swing because it takes up less space because you can lay them down. They're bags. They don't take up that big-ass space that the carton takes up.
Right, but if you were putting milk in your kid's cereal, like, it doesn't seem to be as efficient if you're pouring it out of a bag.
But all you do is you put it into a reusable carton.
Like a pitcher, almost.
A pitcher, and then you just pour it. But the bag, so you have the little pitcher out.
So you really are taking up the amount of space, but you're paying for it.
But the pitcher's smaller. And it's 100% recyclable, and it doesn't take up much space in a garbage can.
Okay,
and
Crowder.
Milk cartons that have the wax on them, you can't even recycle.
The second time
you
said it, I let the first one slide. Recyclable. Second time you said recyclable.
Recyclable.
Recyclable. There's an L.
Lero, you don't speaky-speaky English at all.
You don't speaky Spanish.
I speaky better than you.
Less expensive for the producer, the cartons, then the carton is cheaper.
The cartons that are coated, you can't recycle?
Nope.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
What?
He knows everything.
I honestly did not know that.
See?
Huh.
I recycle milk cartons all the time.
All right. Miami Hurricanes football and basketball on WQAM is sponsored by Centene. Better is taking charge of my health. And Better from Sunshine Health on your home for the Canes. AM 560, 96.5 FM HD2. And Will Manso is about 25 minutes away. We're going to talk some Manny Diaz with him and some Miami Heat with him as well. Omar Kelly, he was there at the Dolphins media availability today. We'll talk with him. What are you giggling about? Red baskets?
People go crazy.
Because of the red baskets?
There's people agreeing with you, too.
Because it's true.
That's crazy.
It is true. We'll take a break. He'll change his opinion, and we'll come right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Today's Throwback Thursday. I don't know why I had this song in my head, and I told Falero earlier, I actually put it on Instagram. I'm in the studio, Solana's in there, Falero's in there, and I'm like, yeah, play La Bamba. And he's like, from the 60s or whatever? I'm like, no, the remake from the 80s movie. This is Los Lobos. He thought it was from the movie Bambi. I'm not even kidding you.
That's ridiculous.
Because it sounds similar, La Bamba, Bambi.
Bamba, Bambi. Makes sense. Context clues, Crowder. You tell me
no,
you use them all the time.
No,
that's the opposite.
Doesn't make sense.
Just sounding alike is not a context
yeah,
clue.
Yeah, that's...
That's what you tell me to do?
No.
That's not a context clue.
No.
What's a context clue, then?
Look at the words around the one word, and it kind of finds out what that word means with the words around it.
Exactly. La Bamba.
You could listen to every Dolphins game right here on WQAM. It's sponsored by Game Time at the Shops at Sunset Place. Game Time. Watch it, play it, win it. And by Transworld Business Advisors. Looking to sell your business? Let the experts at Transworld Business Advisors help you get what your business is worth. Log on to tworld.com and make sure you hear the Dolphins right here. AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, WQAM. Somebody texted in as we were talking about food being delivered in a red basket tasting better than food on a plate. And Channing was shocked at the number of people that actually like food in a red basket, like I do.
That's wild.
Somebody texted in French fries in a red basket at the bowling alley. Heaven on earth. I would agree with that. But somebody texts in, and I think this is brilliant. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. At this point, I thought you two would have run out of things to argue about. Amazing run. Happy holidays.
No chance.
And as we were joking during the commercial break, when we run out of things to argue about, we'll just flip sides. So I know you're working on a new contract. My contract is up soon. If things go well and we're on the air here, say December 14th, or today's the 13th, December 13th, 2021. Crowder will be arguing why food tastes better in a red basket. I'll be calling him crazy.
And we'll be rolling.
And Falero will scream out, La Bamba Bambi Bimbi.
Uh-huh.
It's such a great thing. Amazing run. Happy holidays.
We argue. I think it's debate, isn't it?
It's not arguing.
It's debate.
We can argue about any. We really can. I've told this story before. I don't know if people were listening. This was one of the greatest things I've ever done on the air. Because Crowder likes to argue anything. And when I say anything, anything. And because I know this, we were arguing about being prepared for games, and I flipped the script on him. You remember this, Valero?
Yes, I do remember this.
I started talking about my right hand to God, because I know it passed by. This was a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I started saying, no, and that's one of the things that makes him a great athlete, just like you. You were prepared and ready to play every game. You came out there, didn't matter what went on during the week. You were, out there, and you were given 120%, blah, blah, blah. And I sung Crowder's praises.
But it was against my argument.
And he argued against himself.
He said, like, don't be like me or something.
He argued against his own game preparedness. Like, it was...
I was never ready.
I swear, I ain't worth a damn. That was the argument. And I'm laughing because I know what I just did.
Hey, you got me. That wasn't my best moment. Yeah, man, you know.
Hey, man, if you're going to argue something, you got to cape up.
Man, you got to dive in. That gets you. That gets me with my wife. She says that all the time. She's like, you're doing it again. You're just arguing to argue. I'm like, no, this time I'm not the boy that cried wolf. Like, I have a real opinion this time. Nope, you're just arguing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we bring up, whether it's on the show, on our text thread, whatever it is. I know Channing will take the opposite side, even when I know he agrees. I can't remember. We were arguing about something on the air. What was it, man?
You know what it is, I think? I think a lot of people, they want to, like you say cape up for stuff. People love to cape up for stuff.
Well, I like that. I'll defend red baskets as if it's a family member, and I don't know why.
I think a lot of people cape up but can't really argue their side. They just take a side. So when you take a side, I need to see if you really took that side.
Right. Like, let's really verbally see who believes in red baskets or plates.
So you take a side, be ready.
And a lot of people text in, by the way, Five Guys serves their food in a paper bag, which is true, not in red baskets.
Really?
And, yeah.
What is the other one? BurgerFi?
I don't know. La Spada, though, they serve their food in a red basket, and it's delicious. Red baskets do make food taste better. It's just like it feels friendly. It feels, No, you're right. You're shaking your head.
The food is made by the quality of the meat and the ingredients and the seasoning and the chef.
I'm not disagreeing with that. If you serve me rocks in a red basket, I'm not telling you that that's better than French fries on a plate.
So red basket means nothing.
No, it means a lot.
Because the ingredients is what makes food good. The chef.
No.
The temperature of the oven.
It adds to the ambiance.
No damn ambiance. That's a homeless person ambiance.
I don't know what that means. It's a red basket. It's delicious.
You got a lot of bum in you.
No.
Even though you do have a nice house, you got a lot of bum in you.
You got a lot of sediddy.
No.
Yeah.
Because I worked hard to get sediddy in me. Riding a bike at 10 years old to be sediddy. I'm taking it.
On this day, how long ago was it that the Golden Child was released on this day? Do you remember, Flair?
30 years?
30, 32. I think it was like
32?
32 years. Yeah. 32 years ago today, the Golden Child was released.
One of Eddie's best.
I want the knife.
Please.
You ever see Golden Child?
I haven't.
Haven't seen it.
You got to see this one.
Golden Child.
Trust me.
Viva Nepal. Viva Nepal.
My dear sweet brother Noomsi. I won't steer you the wrong way. See Golden Child.
Is it better than Problem Child?
Oh, my God.
That's what the little red-headed boy, man. That movie's garbage.
When Eddie Murphy is trying to get a knife through airport security at the Nepalese airport, I am telling you, man. It is gold.
You got the same glare in your eyes.
Viva Nepal! Viva! Nepal! Viva Nepal!
Hey, man, you see a naked midget running around here with $100? See, man, see Golden Child. Good movie. Right.
Let's give that to Don Bailey Jr. for the Pinstripe Bowl.
Viva Nepal.
Viva Nepal. Or I Want the Knife.
Please.
Get those from Golden Child. And then on this day, how long ago? Jerry Maguire, Falero. 22 years ago today?
Yes.
Jerry Maguire was released 22 years ago today.
Ants walking on my wall, Jerry.
Boy, he was so good in that. I thought Cuba Gooding Jr. was so good in that movie.
He was.
And then he did that acceptance speech. Remember at the Oscars?
No.
And it was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Is he a real good actor?
I don't know. I think he was. I think I thought he was at that point.
Like, I think he broke through young and then he did Snow Dogs.
That's like, the movie, yes.
Did he win an Oscar for Jerry Maguire? I think he may have won an Oscar. I think that's the acceptance speech talking about. I think he won the Oscar, and then he's doing Snow Dogs.
Yeah, what happened to Cuba?
Best supporting actor for Jerry Maguire.
He was excellent. Rod Tidwell.
He held on to the ball even when he was knocked out. Man, you want to give him his money?
That was excellent. Someone just...
I'm up here riding camels!
Miami Barracuda just tweeted at me a Photoshop. Cottage cheese, Peeps, and Thin Mints in a red basket. Would you eat this, he writes.
That's heaven to you, right?
It really is. Well, I don't like Peeps because they're marshmallows, and you know
like
I don't like
Girl
Thin
Scout
Mints.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be very tough on me. Very tough.
Love cottage cheese.
I love
though.
The red basket, too. I'm very conflicted on that.
Tim Reynolds from the AP says, Manny Diaz says, a turnover chain will always belong to the UM.
All right. So. There you go. I like to hear that. Will Manso, he is a proud product of the University of Miami. Will Manso is going to join us next.